Greetings, dearest ones. It is I, your good friend, Akhenaten, who journeys to you in this moment as you elevate your awareness as you journey into the higher dimensions of spirit and find your placement amongst the many whom love and adore you. You sense about us what we may liken to a rainbow light. It shimmers and dances across the surface of our awareness, come into the breath, this you know, together we breathe, and we are not separate, and never were. The rainbow light comes upon us like a gentle mist. It is in movement, and you sense how gentle yet powerful a manifestation this is. Where the light of pure consciousness in many hues symbolically forms about us, we become immersed, and there is freedom to this. There is preparation, we may say. So then, deepen your experience. Let the human mind come to rest. And let your human self come into the beauty of this experience, where you are upheld, supported, where the movement is familiar and intimate, it's as if the living light of love reaches out to you, begin to surrender, so that you flow into this movement, that your consciousness finds its rhythm, so to speak. For you have your unique movement of awareness. For you understand life in all dimensions of existence is a continuum. It is literally a stream of consciousness. A as we ebb and flow through the mind of God. Deepen the breath and lighten your countenance. Pour yourself into this movement of light, this outreach of love. There is a calling. You are being named by the light of love. It is a tangible experience. The mind of God, we may say, beginning to touch that which is you, and not simply your awareness, for that is the surface of things. But rather your essence, that which is intangible, yet profound. It is the truth of you that divinity seeks, the truth of self, so often hidden from view to the human mind, yet it is there, always in plain sight. We are in movement. We sense now that a bright light forms before us, emerging from this rainbow mist. It begins gently, just perceptible, as if the rainbow light were a potter's wheel and a shape begins to form. We shall take our time and allow for this to emerge. So then keep the breath in movement. Surrender into this light. And come into perfect equilibrium. Now you sense this. And as one in this gathering, we perceive that the rainbow light gives up that which it supports, so that a magnificent sphere of light forms It is in flux, irrepressible, completely in movement, contained within itself. Do you see? I say to you, this is the higher self of light. I say to you, this is the radiance of your soul. Gaze upon this and be enlightened, be illuminated by it. As the light of self in higher dimension bathes you with itself. So then, stretch outward, become a vast surface of consciousness, upon which the radiance of your soul and higher self may shine upon. Be literally bathed, finding the warmth, so to speak, of this indescribable beauty. A beauty beyond measurement. Come into the feeling. You are being empowered and you strengthen. You are being filled up, inflated. It is almost too much, but never is. And you become surprised by the power of that which is the self in higher form. And more than this, you sense the astonishing intelligence, the divine intelligence held within, that which is the soul of you. I speak not of wisdom, for that is too literal, but rather the intelligence of love, uniquely yours. The light of you forms a halo about us. Still in movement, self-contained as it is. And you are expanded, open, powerful, alert, and in readiment. And so I say to you, perceive before you a mirror of self. Perceive before you the human self, body, emotion, chakras, energy fields. Gaze upon you. You are serene. And the human self is open. And as you look with your spiritual eyes upon your humanness, you wonder how you did not notice the beauty that is illuminated from within the physical body. We gather this day to bring a marvelous gift to the human self. Your human body that you perceive before you begins to recede, for we are moving our consciousness into what you would call a molecular experience. For you understand, spatiality is an illusion. So we journey into the substance of your body, your energy field, and your chakra systems. We come into its microcosm, and we see all about us through our spiritual eyes, particles of light. That which is your makeup, which while held in your third dimension of physicality, becomes your atoms, your molecules, etc. But we see through spiritual eyes, and we see the body for what it is. A language of love, divine in origin. A blueprint, so to speak. We come into smallness with our consciousness, so that the energy field and body of light of your human self begins to dwarf us. So that as we gaze upon it, by your terms, it is like gazing into the most vast night sky, filled with pinpoints of light. Yet unlike the human night sky, we perceive the movement, how these particles of light dance amongst themselves, how there is a movement that is in keeping with the outbreath of God and the eternal flow of creation. It is so beautiful, and we delight simply to perceive this we become entranced. For our consciousness is moving into the spaces between these particles of love that is you. We flow in and around them. They become like fairy lights that we seek to catch. But they move so quickly, yet gracefully. Come into your breath. We sense, however, that the human body and its energy field, held in space and time far below, in your dimension of physical reality, that it exhibits variance in how this energy field moves. And by human terms, this can translate into many things, such as that which is termed unwellness, or that which is an imbalance of mind and emotion. You understand this. You know it well. Yet it is far below, distant. But we perceive and choose to see only the perfection before us, the beauty, and to sense the signature of love that is your soul in humanness. We come to remember, to witness and observe, so that the human body of light, manifested in physical form, comes into remembrance also. For all that unquietens the human mind, body and emotion, is simply caused by a lack of remembering that it is held in love always, that it exists in a climate of love, that its blueprint is love, that it is perfect, so perfect that even the angels recognize it as divine. This is the truth of self. And although all souls in existence are such, nonetheless, divinity brings to us the gift of distinction, uniqueness. Variance. And how you feel of self is unlike anything else within the whole of creation. That is why we liken often creation to a glorious tapestry. You are threaded upon it. We breathe. Our soul breathes with us. And the light of your human self, its particles that dance, we breathe into them remembrance. For you held in space and time. So come into this breath. Bring to it all the goodwill you can muster. All the love of self that you can experience and imagine. As if from the outside looking in to the one that bears your name. Breathe. Become your own embrace. Tell yourself you have not forgotten. You remember. You are safe, supported. You are always held in newness, for time never passes in actuality. You are as you were, as first brought into existence, and always shall be. Perfect. There is nothing within the human experience, in your dimension of illusion, that can take this away. It is simply the forgetting, but now you remember. Take a moment to be with the self, for we draw our consciousness out of the microcosm and there you are, the body of you illuminated. God's gift, this garment. You are almost unrecognizable. the divine light of self. Recedes from our perception as time and space reveals itself about you. Bringing with it concrete form. I am with you. As you find your peace within your human form, somehow it no longer feels separate from the lightness experienced above. Nothing has changed. Only your perception, and I am Akhenaton Adonai.